King fish that thrive on the rich feeding ground of the continental shelf.
It's just an old video.
This is one of the cleanest and purest environments in the world.
What'd you say?
No, just in case you're wondering where the sound is coming from, it's just over there.
I just like the music, you know.
Yeah,
like
I'll, oh,
I've been doing a lot of audio during the day, but we've had no music.
He actually smokes the salmon, but he's also a traditional music player, so he's playing in the background.
You mean that music is being played by somebody who works here?
Yeah, who smoked the salmon here.
Fantastic flute player.
It's incredible. Yeah,
Where O'Reilly. Where can he be found? Down in Doolin? Or where does he play? Plays in where?
In Fitzpatrick's on a Sunday. I'm not sure.
Is Fitzpatrick's a local pub here?
Well, yeah, it's a new
nearby.
You know, the real local pubs were McGann's, McDermott's, and O'Connor's.
Are they all down in Doolin, or are they here in Lisdoonvarna?
No.
Because I think of Doolin as the centre, really. Of So this is him.
Yeah, that's Patrick.
And he's the man who smokes the salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that there's live music every Friday and Saturday nights, traditional Irish music, in the roadside tavern.
The amount of time spent on salt is usually around 5 hours.
I'm watching an audiovisual display.
For a smokehouse, we keep the salt content as low as possible, at around 3.2%. This allows the natural flavour of the salmon to predominate.
Wow.
After the fish have absorbed...
Wow. I need a bit of fresh air. It's all so darned exciting, really, being here. My previous experience, I actually would love to see them actually doing the smoking, because I've seen it in another place in Cork, Umara, who also makes smoked salmon. Anthony Creswell, if you're listening to this, you know, it's wonderful to be here and wonderful to remember your smoking place as well. And wow, here we are. The others are chatting away out here. I think I've got to buy a postcard and send it to somebody. Wow.
I'm for Irish meat production. You're amazing. Have you spoken at many conferences?
Can I listen into this?
No. That's something that you really like.
It's a great story.
Apart from that, it's just one. I mean, because you're so knowledgeable, but it's very obvious that you're very passionate, and it's very like, well, we have the most amazing product in the world ever in Ireland in terms of soil, water, rain. I mean, the rain is important, and yet we don't have people like you talking about it. We really don't.
It needs to be said again and again and again.
The thing about it is, it halos everybody. If you have you going out being this expert and this ambassador for it, everybody, Burn Smokehouse and everybody else underneath, benefits because it represents us abroad.
And I mean, also on top of that, I mean, with Dean DeLuca, when I met them in Portman, when I met in the Fancy Food Fair, they said, you know, they looked at other products that my importer was carrying, which wouldn't have been that many specialty food, but anyway, he saw the Bellamy relish and said, it's great, brilliant. And then they said, we're looking for other products, maybe seaweed. Oh, we love seaweed. So I actually got my local Spanish Point seaweed. They're not stocked in DeLuca.
Because
I, you know, spoke about them. Number two, they acted instantly. They were so good.
They jumped on it.
Yeah. They sent out the products. And then they, you know, Dean DeLuca loved it. They had no importer. They didn't have FDA approval. And they got that. They made it happen and they sent it out. So it's not only, you know, you can refer somebody and they might not go for it. So when you refer people that you think are going to go for it. And for me, it brings me, I'm more valuable to the buyers. Also, it means that there's a range.
Expert.
Like when you look at Irish products, it's not... It's smoked salmon from Ireland and
what
that's
else?
It,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a whole range of products. Yeah. Kilbeggan oats, Kilbeggan oatmeal,
yeah,
oat flakes, they're fantastic.
Organic
they're incredible.
Oats.
So you can have a breakfast of oat flakes, followed by smoked salmon, followed by seaweed sandwich.
Well, you could put the seaweed in the porridge even.
What did you say? Some farm yogurt?
Glenline farm yogurt.
You're right in the centre of Good Food Ireland, aren't you? You know
I'm involved in Good Food Ireland. I'm involved in the Taste Council. I've just got on to Organic Focus, which is Minister Shane McEntee have organised this organic group to come together. There's representatives from the meat sector, from the fish sector, from the cheese and dairy sector. So, and that was very important because when the new government came in, Simon Coveney, Minister Simon Coveney and Minister Shane
from
McEntee
Cork.
Were not 100% convinced. There was rumours like that the organic, you know, the sales of organic are going down in Ireland. Maybe we shouldn't, we have a limited amount of resources. Maybe we shouldn't give so much money towards that. You know, it's not a lot of money, but, you know, in the context.
In the big scheme of things, you've got to make choices.
There was people got together in Tipperary and decided that, hold on a second, we need to tell Minister Shane McEntee how important it is. Like, the Irish salmon industry would not exist unless it had certified organic salmon. Mm. And that's because it got, you know, you can't compete with the Norwegian salmon, mass-produced salmon prices. But what you can do is, instead, with the extreme conditions that the west coast of Ireland is. It's actually fantastic because it creates an incredible product and that premiumizes the salmon. And also, if you then have a certification that says, yes, this is a premium product. So that's how the Irish organic salmon built since the late 1990s, the whole, its own niche. That I've been able to
that everybody
buy
benefits
into.
From.
Exactly. And so that if the organic, that goes to show you that it's so important to have organic sectors. Even in, it actually brings up the conventional sector. The conventional sector benefits from
it's
the
like
fact that there's
over.
Organic produce there. So you can, as a buyer for whatever a shop, you can have usually a range. Okay, if you're in strictly organic shop, you don't have organic. But you can actually buy. If you have a mixture, you can have the organic part and you have the non-organic, and it gives more SKUs as well on the retail shelf, whether it is Dina De Luca, whether it's Fortnum Mason, or wherever. And the more SKUs of Irish products we have in the full range, cheeses, salmon, trout, whatever, chocolate, Sheridan's crackers, you know, everything, all that. Together.
Can I ask you one thing about your business? Look, you're incredibly energetic, vivacious, committed person, right? You're doing all this. How much time do you actually spend here in Lisdoon Varna, and how much time do you actually spend gallivanting around the world spreading the message?
Well, depends on what year we're talking about. You know, up to
this year, 2012,
been extreme amounts of travelling.
How many countries have you gone to on behalf of your business and Irish food?
Let me see here. UK, London a few times because of the Selfridges promotions. It was driven by Bordbia, delicious Ireland. And so I went a few times there. I did a tasting of Fortnum Mason. I went to US twice, once on the Bordbia Inspiration Tour to Miami and New Orleans. Second time to
New Orleans. They eat smoked salmon in New Orleans?
They do, of course. But it was, you see, Inspiration Tours is also to learn to know, it's not only about, it's about presentation, it's about branding, it's about all kinds of things. So it wasn't specifically, I'm going out to sell smoked salmon, and getting in influences that makes me better in doing what I'm doing, how you do, in our sector. So then I went to Fancy Food Fair in the States. I went to, on a like, 2 week notice, I went to Qatar and Kuwait. I've been over to Switzerland, Austria.
Is there anywhere you'd like to go that you haven't been? Come on, give us your top three locations in the world that you'd like to go.
For what purpose?
For you. Forget about okay. The whole thing, you know, brand new.
The Caribbean, right? Definitely. I'd love to go to the Caribbean.
Anywhere in particular in the Caribbean?
No,
the Caribbean.
Yeah, the islands there.
And
you know.
Second place?
I think Canada would be very interesting.
Canada. Anywhere in particular in Canada? East or west coast? Middle?
I'd say I'll probably go to a few different offerings to see.
I have people
ports.
I can introduce you to in Western Canada.
Okay.
And also on Prince Edward Island.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Would you like Prince Edward Island?
Absolutely.
No problem. April Ennis, you're listening to this. I've got somebody coming to see you on Prince Edward Island. Jane Boyd, you're in Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Nick Kellett, you're out there, right?
Sure.
We've got the Burren Smokehouse coming to you, right? We'll set this all up.
Brilliant. Yeah. And we might get some...
Actually, we should try to get you to meet Mitch Joel. He is one of the world's greatest marketing people, right? He's got, I'm talking about very seriously, he's a very serious cookie. He's in Montreal and he's in Toronto.
Okay.
And
sounds
we
good.
Should
I'm
we
going.
Should send you to meet Mitch Joel, right?
That'd okay. be wonderful.
Where else? Third place in the world then?
Yeah.
Only one place left. Do you want to phone a friend?
New Zealand, I think. New Zealand. I wouldn't mind New Zealand.
South Island?
Yeah, but both islands. No, no.
Both,
if you go to
lot.
New Zealand,
you do
two
whole
islands.
Thing.
Why limit yourself?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Hi, look, thanks a million.
Okay.
I'm going to stop the audio booth. There's too many interesting things on it. Okay, we've got you going to Canada
but
anyway.
You still haven't gone to the brewery yet.
Oh, God,
the creme de la creme.